has a reading problem. That's the conclusion of a recent Grattan Institute report, which shows that a third of our children can't read proficiently. So has our current approach to teaching literacy failed in Australia? And is it time to bring back some ideas we thought were old-fashioned or uncool when it comes to teaching? I'm talking about the idea that the teacher who stands in front of the classroom knows best, and students are there to listen and learn. It's the style of teaching that's known as direct instruction. And there's a push from some quarters in education for it to be revisited. And personally, I had no idea it had actually gone anywhere. Jennifer White leads a program called Insight with Catholic Education Tasmania, which emphasises direct instruction. Jennifer White, thanks for popping into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me this afternoon, Mel. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Jennifer, can you explain first up the difference between direct instruction and some of the other teaching styles, like the whole language approach to teaching?
Sure. So you mentioned, Mel, the Grattan report, the recent independent national research organisation report that tells us that almost 8 out of 24 students can't read well. And the Institute has recommended that we move away from those more failed reading techniques that have been in the mainstream since around the 1970s, which are based on more of a whole language approach that assumes that learning to read is an easy and natural unconscious process. But it's actually not, Mel. Instead, what they recommend is that schools replace those outdated techniques with a structured literacy approach, which is what you mentioned earlier. And what that means is breaking down reading education into small, bite-sized, achievable pieces of learning that are taught with lots of repetition, with frequent check-ins for understanding with students. And it's known as direct instruction. It doesn't take away our need, Mel, for creativity and for knowing our students well and for really building a knowledge-rich curriculum that's exciting for our students to engage in. But what it does entail is work from our teachers to really ensure that they're tracking where their students are at and reteaching where necessary, where there are gaps.
Isn't it funny how these things are so cyclic? I mean, that's the way I learned. So when did it fall out of fashion?
Look, I think when I was at university, certainly it was known as the constructivist approach, which is really putting the child's interests at the centre of the learning and kind of setting up provocations that are exciting and creative and innovative, and then looking to teach the knowledge piece after that. But I think what we've learned is that students need the knowledge first. They need to have the wherewithal with how to decode and understand language. And then from there, we go to the rich literature and the exciting innovation of problem-based learning and inquiry. Once they've got the foundational skills and the fluency for reading and understanding their vocab.
So engagement is still obviously critical to this. It's not just
absolutely.
The you will do this
no,
approach
absolutely
to learning.
Not.
So I do have to ask, though, surely not all students necessarily will benefit from listening to a teacher sort of talk all day. Not all lessons are best taught through this direct instruction approach. Would you agree with that?
Look, in some respects, yes. Look, my own personal career in teaching was within the arts, and you know, even within the arts there's an element of explicit instruction when you're talking about pace, pause, pitch, tone and intonation when you're preparing a speech or a monologue. So, and then from there you encourage your students to put their own inflection and their own style into the learning. I think in a day of a student's life, it's important there's a whole package, a suite of learning experiences that they have and that they're tuning in lots of different ways. But foundationally, we know that if students can't read, if they can't access and decode, they're not going to get very far with any of their learning. And it shouldn't just be down to our English teachers either. It should be across all of our learning areas that our teachers are equipped with the skills to really teach the foundational skills of reading and writing and vocab.
I have to ask, since this is such a familiar teaching or learning style to so many people, they would remember before it went out of fashion. Does it apply beyond literacy in terms of learning? And I'm thinking about things like learning your times table by rote.
Absolutely.
And sing-songy.
Look, you know, we joke about the sing-songing and the learning things by rote, but in actual fact, fluency is really important, Mel, in learning. Mm-hmm. So if students have fluency with their times tables, if they have fluency with reading rich vocabulary and rich texts, they can then transfer that knowledge into more complex circumstances. So they have greater access to a wealth of information that they're going to be dabbling in as they grow and learn in society.
So why, I'm interested, are we failing our students currently with the way we've been teaching literacy?
I think what we've done with Catholic education since 2022 is have a consistent approach across our 38 schools. We've ensured that we have literacy practice leaders in every one of our schools really leading the instruction. We have a real validity to how they are instructed. So our teachers can network with one another in terms of having fidelity to the practices of science of learning, which is the umbrella term mm-hmm. for really understanding how to break down language and teach it really clearly to students. So I think it's about consistency. It's about routine for students so they know and feel comfortable what to expect with their learning. And then from there, they can fly, they can soar, they can have really creative, engaging experiences.
But how do you manage a transition like this if you're in a school setting where you've made that decision, you're going to transition to this more direct approach mm-hmm. and you have students who have been learning in the current style of mm. teaching? How do you sort of transition that?
I think it's like anything. You set your classroom up and you set your students and your teachers and your principals up for success with really clear scaffolds. And I think taking it one step at a time is really important. So we're lucky we have a very hardworking suite of principals across our system and great support from their DPs and the teachers at the coalface who are willing to give this a try. And they are finding success, that the students are really responding well. They're more confident. Students who were struggling are surprisingly now coming into their own because they have a voice and they can articulate more clearly.
Is there any resistance in the world of academia to sort of going back to this direct teaching style?
I think, of course, with anything that comes under a new innovation and we're sort of talking about what was the old but now is the new and mm-hmm. where is the point of difference, of course. But I think we stand before the evidence, Mel, and there's a wealth of rich evidence and academics who are very innovative in telling us why this is based on the latest neuroscience.
So when is the Catholic school system in Tasmania looking at implementing re-implementing, I probably should say?
Look, we've already started. So in 2022, okay. with our Literate Learners for Life initiative, which had that consistent approach to teaching synthetic phonics and really looking at how we clearly support our students to learn to read, we're well on the way. Mm. In terms of crossing over now into other learning areas and making the science of learning a real focus across all of our schools, that's also started with Insight. And the summit is just the next part of that. This yeah. is our second year having a national summit. So we have amazing people coming from across the nation.
So how many people have you got coming? What sort of things are you covering?
So we have almost 500 people attending the summit this
wow.
year, which is fantastic. We're covering everything from fluency in mathematics to supporting students with dyslexia with fluency in reading and vocab. We have Dr. Lorraine Hammond from Edith Cowan University, Professor Pam Snow from La Trobe, Jenny Donovan from the Australian Education Research Organisation, and Dr. Jordana Hunt, who of course wrote the Grattan Report, will be with us as a panel discussion. So it really will be a rich meeting of minds. We have principals, system leaders, educators, a whole bevy of people attending. It's very exciting.
Do you think that other systems, the public school system or others, will be watching with interest? Will you be tracking the results of how this is working?
Absolutely. We've already begun to track that, and I can happily report that our schools are seeing steady growth, which is fantastic. We love to share at Catholic Education Tasmania any good news stories, and we're lucky in Tasmania that we do work closely with our friends at the department and also Independent Schools Tasmania. So we share as much as we can because they're all our students, Mel, and we want success for every young Tasmanian.
Jennifer, thank you so much for coming into the studio. All the best. It sounds fascinating, and I love the fact that, you know, everything old is new again, that it's being re-looked at. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me, Mel.
Jennifer White there, who leads a program called Insight with the Catholic Education Tasmania, emphasising direct instruction as a teaching tool. It is, or ethos, I guess you would say. It's 18 past four on ABC Radio Hobart with Mel Bush on the Drive program. Wonderful to have your company and interested in hearing from you too. 0438 922 936. That is the text line. Please get in touch. And I'd also like to hear your stories from school and your favourite teachers. Give them a shout out. Why not? 0438 922 936. Coming up next, more than